Hi, everybody. Day two of the draft is in the books. Mike Spofford, along with Larry McCarron and Wes Hodkiewicz, here to break down the Packers' newest additions in the second and third rounds, an offensive lineman and a pass rusher. First, Jason Spriggs, offensive tackle from Indiana. Larry, your first impressions?
Love the choice. I mean, he is 6'6", but the thing that makes Spriggs special, he's a knee bender. You know, those big levers and those long levers don't do you any good unless you're underneath. He gets underneath people because he bends his knees. The other thing I really like about him, you can see that he is a technician. The way he goes about his football business, he is technique conscious. However, he's also got a nasty side. He works to finish. He likes driving guys into the dirt, and we got to like that.
Yeah, the athleticism of this guy, too. You talk about his 40-yard dash time, those testing.
I'm talking about hitting folks, Mike. I'm talking about hitting folks.
I'm adding to what like about this guy. But the other thing, Ted Thompson traded up 9 spots in the second round, gave up a 4th-round pick and a 7th-round pick to get this guy. That speaks to how much he likes him, the courage of his convictions, wouldn't you say,
yeah,
Wes?
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. I mean, you're talking, Ted Thompson even said he was sweating a little bit, you know, with sitting back there worried that whether or not Spriggs was going to be there for him. Obviously a physical specimen. Tall kid, 4.94, 40 time best at the combine for all offensive linemen.
31 on the bench.
31.
He can also power up some weight there.
Exactly. I think Ted said he can do 2, if I remember correctly,
yeah,
as well. I probably could do a half, but whatever the case may be, a really talented kid and obviously adds a big body to that offensive line.
Then in the third round, the Packers draft a pass rusher, linebacker Kyler Fackrell from Utah State. This guy overcame an ACL injury, Larry, and came back and had a pretty good finish to his college career. What does that say about a guy?
Well, obviously, he's got what it takes attitude-wise. It's not easy to come back like that. But also, ability-wise, you kind of notice some things that stand out. Now, he's kind of rangy, 6'5", 250. Looks like he could get bigger without getting sloppy about it. Couple things I noticed about his game. He has got a knack for pass rush. I've seen him beat folks inside, and then he'll beat them outside, and then he'll spin and beat them. He always ends up around the quarterback. Interesting prospect.
As we've talked about, Wes, the Packers, Julius Peppers last year, his contract, Nick Perry on a 1-year deal. You know, you got to restock the pass rushers anytime you're playing a 3-4, and this guy fits the bill.
Yeah, and the Packers have been really fortunate the last few years that they've been able to get through these schedules, keeping all their outside linebackers healthy. But that isn't always the case, and you have to have that position well fortified. He certainly does that. He did have that ACL injury, as you talked about, but he even mentioned how he thought that was kind of a blessing in disguise for him and his wife. They welcomed in a baby girl during that time, and now, obviously, him being welcomed in the Green Bay Packers.
4 more picks as of now for the Packers on Saturday. 2 compensatory choices at the end of the 4th round, then plus a 5th and a 6th round pick. So we'll have more to talk about on day 3. For now, for Larry and Wes, I'm Mike. We'll see you.